Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
$70,000. Why am I giving you that number? That's how many industrial chemicals that the EPA allows in our environment today. 1,000 new chemicals are introduced into the environment through all kinds of products every year. And the EPA themselves estimate that around 500-600, I don't remember the exact number, doesn't really matter, 500-600 of these chemicals are floating around in your bloodstream right now. I mean, come on. The body's pretty resilient. The liver's awesome. Does all of these, you know, great detoxifying pathways. But God, I wasn't meant to deal with all that kind of stress. So I'm going to talk about phthalates and triclosan today. These are considered safe by the EPA, but they're causing untold damage to our body. So let's discuss what they are, how they cause disease, and the natural ways to protect you and your family from their toxic effects. Let's start with the phthalates. I've talked about these before in a segment all by themselves, but I thought it was worth talking about them again. You're going to see some phthalate-based research coming out next year about some of the dangers, what they can do to hormones and nerves. So I thought I'd like to reintroduce these to you. These are esters of an acid called phthalic acid, and it is used as a coating over all kinds of gels, electronics, even in ink. It helps to control viscosity of these products, helps to act as a lubricant. It helps to emulsify the product, so it keeps everything, nice and compact in these products as you buy them. But, you know, phthalates, for the most part, in our industry, you're going to find them in two places. You're going to find them in plastics, and you're going to find them in air fresheners. Why do we add them to plastics? Durability and longevity. I'm sure you've heard the stories that plastic sitting in our landfills lasts a very, 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 very long time. And that would be correct. And that's because of phthalates. They are stabilizing chemicals in plastics. The air fresheners, boy, just go down. Matter of fact, I was at my local store the other day, and I was down the aisle where they sell all of these air fresheners. There's like 100 of them. 100 different brands out there now. They are loaded with these phthalates, these chemicals, very dangerous. According to the Natural Resources Defense Council, around 86% of all air fresheners that they sampled contain these phthalates. Now, why are these dangerous? Well, let me first tell you what's going on. We do believe that phthalates disrupt hormone function. And they seem to be more associated with the steroid hormones like testosterone and estrogen and even the growth hormones, which can obviously be very dangerous to all of us, but especially to kids. There was a study that came out showing, you know, they were looking at baby boys and they were looking at the phthalate levels in their bloodstreams and trying to decide whether the baby boys who were developing the most slowly, you know, that lower quarter group, whether they had more phthalates or not. And guess what? They did. Those poor baby boys who were slow to develop had the highest level of phthalates. Now, that's not cause-effect, but it is definitely an association. So these plastics are getting everywhere. We're spraying them all over the place. I mean, if you have a child, a baby, and you have a changing room, you probably have some of those air fresheners. Listen, I don't blame you for wanting those air fresheners, but there's better ways to do that. When I did a lecture on phthalates recently, I had a picture of a baby boy in a bathtub chewing on a rubber ducky. Well, guess what's loaded in that rubber ducky? Phthalates. The higher level of the phthalates, it does seem it's associated with slowed or retarded, development of those baby boys, at least in that one study. So we do know that they are disrupting hormone function. We do think that the inhaled phthalates found in the air fresheners, specifically one called DEHP, so you got to look on the back label, had significant effects on the sex hormones, testosterone and estrogen, in all age groups, babies all the way up until older age. So these phthalates are getting into our system, and they're causing a lot of disruptions, specifically of the sex hormones. Most of the studies with phthalates showing their detrimental effects are in rats, but that's not a bad animal model. You know, you don't want to load up a bunch of people with these things, because they're dangerous. So they do chemical studies often in animal models like rats. And so when you inhale the phthalates, they also have a disruption of their sex hormones. Now, so what are you going to do? How do you avoid the phthalates? Well, here's four simple tips. Number one, you got to read labels, especially if you're doing anything that's plastic and anything that is an air freshener. Now, there's four basic phthalates on the label that I want you to look for, and you have to write these down because if you look on the back label, it doesn't say phthalate. It usually gives the abbreviated chemical name of the phthalate. So look for D as in dog, B as in boy, and P as in Paul. That's D, B, P. That's one of them. Number two was the one I just mentioned, DEHP. And then there's another one that's BZBP. And then the fourth one is DMP. Now, I know I went through those pretty quick. So that's DBP, DHEHP, BBP, and DMP. Hey, don't worry about it. Just go to lifeextension.com. Type in phthalates on the search bar, and we have a whole listing of the most common ones found in plastics and air fresheners. The point I'm making, it's not going to say phthalates. It's going to say something like DBP, okay? So go to lifeextension.com, pop in the search bar phthalates, and you'll see a listing of all these different chemical names. So you got to read labels. That's number one. Number two, avoid any product that says fragrance. Yeah, you know why? That's a phthalate. Yeah, fragrances, the reason some of those air fresheners are able to last so long, especially in some of like the pet areas, the changing rooms, they work really well. You know why? Because those phthalates keep those fragrance molecules floating around a lot longer. So that means a longer amount of time for you to breathe them in and cause some damage. So if something says fragrance on it, that implies that it's going to last, and that's coming from the phthalates. Number three, choose plastics with the recycling codes 1, 2, or 5. So when you buy, bottled water, whatever you're doing with your plastics, the rubber ducky for your son or daughter, you got to look on the bottom of the product or somewhere on the label, and they're going to tell you the grade of plastic that was produced with. You want to go with codes 1, 2, or 5. Those are not going to have the phthalates in them. And then the last thing, the fourth tip for avoiding phthalates, this isn't really about avoiding the phthalates. At this point, you probably have them in your system, but there was a really cool study that showed people who ate fresh foods, we're talking organic raw foods, at least at one meal a day, significantly decreased the amount of phthalates in their bloodstream. So just imagine that, fresh fruits and vegetables. And I have a theory why. Those important food sources help the liver to detoxify. At least that's my theory. So four simple tips for avoiding phthalates. Read those labels. Go to lifeextension.com and look them up. Avoid products using the term fragrance. Choose plastics with 1, 2, or 5. And eat fresh foods. What about triclosan? Have you ever heard of that one? Most people haven't. You know, it's very common today because we over-sanitize in many cases, in my opinion. We have hand sanitizers, soaps that are antibacterial. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Well, the most common antibacterial, or I should say antimicrobial, because triclosan really can affect all different types of microbes, including viruses and even yeast species and stuff like that. You're going to find these things all over those types of soaps and deodorants. They disrupt thyroid function. So if you're having thyroid issues, you might want to consider doing some triclosan-free antibacterial soaps. A great way to clean is simply with water and soap. That kills bugs. But also try some essential oils with a little bit of water. That's a good way to also clean. Those essential oils will kill some of those bugs. Avoid phthalates. Avoid triclosan. Not good. We really got to clean up our environment and our insides of our homes. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.